The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it is Radley here with the Angel Tarot Show. Thanks for stopping by if you're watching on YouTube, and hey, listen away if you are listening through podcast presented by MindBodySpirit.fm. So hey, in case you missed last week, then you might not know that we are kicking off the new year with a brand new format, including new ways to connect with your angels and find the healing, hope, and guidance that is all around you, just waiting for you to reach out and take it. So there's lots to cover today. Our new format includes a lot more guidance and insight from the cards and the angels, and specific ways for you to work on them from a very personal standpoint. We're going to start, though, by talking just a little bit about the Angelic Weather Report. We've changed the name as part of our format change. You may have heard me refer to it over the years and years and years as the Energetic Weather Report. I've decided to call it the Angelic Weather Report. So if you want to tell us what you think about that, we'd love to hear. But I felt like it just had more of a Radley ring to it and seemed more in line with the kind of stuff that I like to do. So we're going to be starting this week with the Angelic Weather Report. And we're doing the Angelic Weather Report from the Angels and Auras Oracle Card Deck. Now, a few words about this deck. This deck does two things. It works from the standpoint of giving you messages from your angels, but it also talks about color of auras and colors that you work with for energy healing. Also, Angels and Auras Oracle Cards is unique for me in that the fact that this card deck has been designed with my dear friend, Dougal Frazier, for the cards to be read inverted, reversed, upside down, whatever methodology you want to use. And so there's a different message for a card that is upside right than for a card that is upside down. This week, we have one card that is inverted and two cards that are upside right. So we'll be talking about how that affects the message for this particular week. Now, another thing to keep in mind is that with the Angelic Weather Report, we have three cards, and those cards are meant to be read together as a combined energy for the week. It isn't anything about, oh, this happens first, this happens second, this happens third, or this happens the first of the week, this happens the middle of the week, this happens the end of the week. No, nothing like that. This is all about the combined energy of the whole. Now, one of the things that we've done in the past is I have given you information about your personal archangel of the week. Now, that was something that we did where we pulled four cards, allowed you to tune in and to decide in order to find out which archangel is the perfect one for you to be working with this week. But we've changed that too. So based on the cards that we see for any particular Angelic Weather Report, I will choose for you archangels that can help you with each individual energy from the three cards. Now, are you still going to need that personal intuitive sense that you have that will help you to be able to pull a card for yourself? You will. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. That's about you getting personal insight and advice from your angels about any question you have at all. But like I said, we'll talk about that in a little bit. We're also going to be working with one of my favorite decks, Angel Wisdom Tarot Cards. I really, really, really love this deck. It's one of my most popular decks ever. That's the deck that we will be using later in order to get you more information about your personal question. But before we start that, I kind of wanted to talk about something that happened for me earlier late in 2023. I found 2023 to be a very challenging time. And I'm telling you this story just because it really matches our message this week. So I felt like 2023 was this year where I was just felt like I was always swimming upstream. It was always like a challenge. It was just one thing after the other. Seemed like nothing was ever easy. It was just so difficult. I've talked last week about my personal word for 2024 and how I didn't have a lot of balance in my life and I didn't have a lot of boundaries in my life, which those are my two words for 2024, balance and boundaries. And I didn't have that in 2023. And so there was a lot of challenges. Astute viewers of this particular show, if you watch this on YouTube, or if you see me posting things on any of social media, you'll notice that the background for my videos recently changed. I decided to do some rearranging of furniture and to try to like change up the energy. In doing so, I found a card that was behind a piece of furniture that I had literally been working without in my deck. In other words, yes, folks, Bradley was not playing with a full deck in 2023. But there was a card that was missing, and I found the card to be very, very telling and very informative. As I said, 2023 was really rough for me, and it started to turn the corner in October. October was this month where all of my hard work personally and spiritually was starting to pay off. I was starting to like get some clarity about my lack of balance and boundaries and really starting to make some changes in my behavior and the way that I looked at my career and my work. So in October is where things really started to turn around. Well, wouldn't you know, the card that I found hidden behind a piece of furniture is called the Wheel. And the Wheel has a lot of different meanings in tarot. But one of the things that it tends to mean for me is that it's where things have been stuck and now they start to move forward. This is a card that is ruled by Jupiter. If you know anything about astrology, then you know Jupiter is good luck and movement and success and all of these brilliant, wonderful things that we want in our life. That's what Jupiter represents. And so for the first 10 months of 2023, I was dealing, this was felt like it was missing from my life. The good luck, the sense of being able to make things to move forward, the wheel wasn't spinning. It was at a standstill. And when I made those changes, when I really started to go, okay, I'm going to make the hard changes, I'm going to make the hard decisions, I'm going to do what is necessary to have a happy life, then suddenly this card represented itself. And I felt like that was a sign from the angels. It was definitely the angels. And the card's basically saying, we are applauding your choices. We are applauding what you have done and the action that you have taken in order to find joy in your life, so much so that we're going to show you that now the wheel will move forward. Now the good luck comes. Now the good fortune comes. So let's talk now a little bit about the energetic weather report the angelic weather report for January 14th through the 20th. So the first card that we have is called Everything is Okay. Everything is okay. This is card number 22. However, this card is inverted. This card is upside down. And so when it's upside down, the card talks about a sense of disbelief, a sense of feeling alone, feeling like you don't have answered prayers, and feeling very, very frustrated. It just feels like, wow, things are not going the way I want them to go. And so what would be helpful in this particular moment? What would feel helpful to us when we have this sense that, okay, it's not going to be okay. Everything is not okay. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. Is someone to help us to find peace. And so that's Archangel Shamuel. We actually talked about Shamuel last week as well. Shamuel's name means the archangel of helping you to see anything, find anything you're looking for. What I'm thinking about with Shamuel in this particular case is his ability to help us to find personal peace, to help us to find peace within our hearts that everything is actually okay, to help us to have faith, to help us to understand that it's like, it really is going to be okay. I just need to give it a minute. And so we can use Shamuel to help us with the everything is okay card. Now, one of the things that is in this deck that I mentioned earlier is that there is the whole concept of color activation, the ability to help you to use color. You might think about a color, surround yourself in this color in your mind, dress in this color, but you're bringing this color's energy in. And the color activation for this particular card is yellow and purple. At the bottom of the card, if you have these cards, there's a color bar and it shows the two colors. So yellow and purple. Well, the color yellow helps to organize your thoughts. And purple energy reminds you that you have powerful leadership qualities and can handle anything with grace. So the next card we have is called Evolution. That is upside right. It is card number 23. And the card says empowerment, transformations, protectedness, preparedness. This is a card where we have this sense of, okay, it's all right. Things are going to move forward. I really am kind of like, I'm evolving. I'm a work in progress. It's going to be okay. I'm in this place. I'm accepting empowerment. I'm accepting transformation. And so when we want to bring transformation into our lives, who do we bring? Well, we bring Archangel Uriel. Uriel is the archangel of a brilliant epiphanies that lead to emotional healing that takes us to personal transformation. Transformation is literally a word that's in the evolution card. So if we're trying to like have these brilliant epiphanies, trying to heal, trying as we move out of that energy of being convinced that everything is not okay to going, no, it's a work in progress. It's going to be okay. I'm going to get there. Then Uriel can help us with that energy that comes from the evolution card. Now, the color activation for the evolution card is light green and white, light green and white. Light green is often considered the color of pure joy. I've heard Dougal talk about this color as the only color that he can actually hear. It sounds like a sizzling sound, like an electric static kind of sound. The color white is like a breath of fresh air and helps to alleviate any stress so that you can find peace in any given moment. Now, the last card that we have is called You're Ready. You're Ready. It's card number 43. And the message says momentum, validation, encouragement, preparedness. And so what do we have here? Well, we've got this message of going, we started this whole energy of this sense of going, everything is not okay. It's not okay, to being nice to ourselves and saying, yeah, but it's a work in progress. It's going to be okay, to getting to this place where it's like, no, I am staying in my place of faith. I am staying in my certainty. I am going to keep moving forward because I am ready. I know that I'm ready. And who can help us with that? Well, Archangel Ariel is great for things like that. She is the Archangel of Courage. And she has this ability to help us to move forward, but she's also a powerful manifester. She's the archangel of prosperity and abundance and material things and helping us to manifest that which we are looking for in our lives. So once again, this week of January 14th through the 20th, what have we got? Well, you know what? We've got this whole element of a sense of uncertainty. Maybe things aren't okay, but also cooking in our backgrounds of our minds going, but it's in process. It'll be all right. Where we have this essence of faith that is still there. We're still trying to key into it. But we also kind of have this whole energy where we get past all of that to know, no, I'm ready. I'm certain of it. I'm going to do it. I forgot to say the color activation for you're ready is gold and blue, gold and blue. Golden light is activating your self-confidence and desire to take action. Radiant blue light is sweeping away all fear and self-doubt and helping you to trust yourself. Now, when we get back, we're going to be doing a couple of other things. We're going to be, first of all, giving you some hints on how to be able to stay in your empowerment. We're also going to be talking about cards to help give you answers to any specific question that you have that is personally yours, and we'll finish up with a little meditation. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. All right, so let's talk a little bit about staying in your empowerment. That's really, really important in this particular year of 2024. 2024 is an 8-year. If you did not know that, it's 2 + 2 + 4, all right? 2 + 2 + 2 + 4. Did I do that right? No, it's 2 + 2 + 4, right? 2024, sorry. And so in 2024, it's an 8. 2 + 2 + 4 = 8. So 8 is a very much a power, a number of empowerment. It's great for abundance and prosperity and success. Last year was a year of 7, and it was very spiritual. It was very much about being introspective and trying to be on the right path spiritually. This is going for it. So it's very important in 2024 that when you are in doubt, you shout out the doubt and go all in on your dreams and what it is that you are trying to create. That's very, very important. You want to be doing that at every turn. Having an 8-year after the last few years that we've had is so important, because those last few years we've had were years of significant change, years of some concern and worry about finances and material things, that whole introspective chat. And now we're into this year of empowerment. Now we're in this year of being able to feel like we've got the opportunity to create what we need to create. One of the things that we have added to the Angel Tarot Show, besides merging in the Angelic Weather Report, is pulling cards for you that give you answers to your questions that are yours and yours alike, yours and yours alone, I should say. And so what I've got here is I've got Angel Wisdom Tarot cards, and I am going to pull 4 cards. And while I do the shuffling, I want you to be thinking in yourself, in your heart, what question would you most like the answer to from your angels or from the cards that is on your heart right now? What is your question? So why don't you think about that while I shuffle? I'm going to pull 4 cards. And so what I want you to do is I want you to stop and think. This is an intuitive exercise. You cannot get it wrong. You don't need to be able to see the cards. None of that is important. I just want you to think about, is card number 1 the card that is calling out to you? Card number 1, is that calling out to you? Is card number 2 the card that is calling out to you? Card number 2. Do you feel a connection to card number 3? Card number 3. Or is it card number 4 that provides to you the answer that you need right now for whatever question is on your heart? So if card number 1 is the card that is calling to you, that is 3 of water, a very happy card indeed, 3 of water. And the card says, news worth celebrating, joyful announcements like engagements, weddings, pregnancy, or graduation, a time for gratitude, close communities, or chosen families. So again, three of water. If you were called to card number one, news worth celebrating, joyful announcements like engagements, weddings, pregnancy, or graduation, a time for gratitude, close communities, or chosen families. If you felt called to card number two, you felt called to Ace of Water. Ace of Water. And this card says, a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship or deep friendship, awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights, a love letter or a new home. Again, Ace of Water, a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship or deep friendship, awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights, a love letter or a new home. If you felt called to card number three, then this is the Knight of Fire. The Knight of Fire is passionate and confident and charismatic and sometimes very restless. But the Knight of Fire represents events requiring immediate action, trusting your instincts, staying focused, or a passionate relationship. Again, Knight of Fire, events requiring immediate action, trusting your instincts, staying focused, and a passionate relationship. Finally, if you were drawn to card number four, you were drawn to Eight of Air. Eight of Air. This card talks about the illusion of entrapment, not the actual entrapment, the illusion of entrapment. A lack of self-confidence that makes you feel helpless. Being afraid to take action. The card urges you to take responsibility for your life now. Again, the illusion of entrapment, a lack of self-confidence that makes you feel helpless, being afraid to take action, and taking responsibility for your life right now. So before we close, I'd like to do a meditation for you. So if you are driving or if you are doing something that requires your specific focus, do not close your eyes. You need to stay aware while you listen to this part, or you can just listen to it later when you're more free to give in to the experience. We're going to start by asking our guardian angels to be with us. Our guardian angels are here with us all the time, 24/7. They are always by our side. They love us more than anything in this entire universe. They are dedicated and committed to you and only you and nobody else but you. And they are here to help you. So whether you are feeling doubt and uncertainty, then they are here to help you to get through that. If you feel like life is changing and evolving and you're in this experience of things are transforming, they are here to help you with the transformation. If you are in a space where you're realizing, you know what, I am ready. I'm ready right now to make the changes I need to make. They are here to make those changes with you. And so we ask Archangel Michael to encircle you and your guardian angels in a bubble of shimmering sapphire blue light. And that blue light is there to help you to feel safe and protected and on your life purpose to go after the things that you want in life so very desperately. He is here to help you to feel safe to go after it and to help you to know that you will be successful. Standing with him is Archangel Jophiel, who I am convinced is the Archangel of Faith. The archangel that helps us to stay in a place of faith and certainty and knowing that we are loved, that the divine is with us and loving us and helping us to stay called and on purpose, to help us to be in a place where we can be in an uplifted state and a positive mindset so that law of attraction can always be in essence around us. And so as you go through the rest of your day, I want you to remember that your guardian angels are by your side. Michael is to your left. Jophiel is to your right. And they are helping you to stay empowered and positive for what it is that you want to create this week, the week of January 14th through the 20th. Now, if you feel called to learn more about angels, you can get started today with my free downloadable and printable Archangel Reference Guide, which you will find at radleyvalentine.com/angels. Thanks, everyone, for watching us on YouTube and for those of you joining the podcast on Mind, Body, Spirit FM. So it was great spending time with you today. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep those angels close by. Thanks for listening. To gain access to my very best teachings, live video calls, useful tips, bonuses, and more, join my magical membership. Discover more at radleyvalentine.com/magic.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.